హృదయ కుహర మధ్యే కేవల బ్రహ్మ మాత్రం అహమహమితి సాక్షాదాత్మరూపేణ భాతి శ్లోక నెంబర్ 13 లయ వినాశనే ఉభయ రోధనే లయ గతం పునర్భవతి నోమృతం నాశమిత్యదః సిన్స్ ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ డిజైర్ టు బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ ప్రాబ్లమాటిక్ మైండ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ వాంట్స్ టు బి హ్యాపీ నో వన్ కెన్ విత్స్టాండ్ విత్ any sort of uneasiness or pain or misery at mental level. Any pain at mental level caused due to interaction with the world. When I interact with the people, family members, because of these interactions, there is a lot of strain in our mind. That strain human being cannot withstand. Either mental agony or pain, worry, any sort of uneasiness, no human being can withstand. Therefore, the human being desires to be free from all these mental agonies, mental pain, the worry, which are caused by the interactions with the people. Therefore, human beings search for so many remedies. He search for so many remedies how to come out of this turmoil, this turbulence, internal turbulence, everyone wants to come out. For that only books and books people are writing, and Shastra is also talking about that only. Especially Ramana Maharshi talking about that only in Upadesha Saram also. There is no different subject matter. Mukti means what? Freedom from turmoil, mental turmoil. It's called freedom. They put in different formats, that's all. Since mind is the cause for this turmoil, there is a possible misconception, that is, let us stop the mind. Mind alone is the cause for problem. Therefore, let us stop the mind so that you can stop the problems also. This is the wide misconception, the wrong notion. that which has to be corrected by only understanding. Wrong notion, that is mind to be stopped, then only problems can be solved. The most unintelligent decision. Therefore, Ramana Maharshi is correcting that view, that wrong perception, wrong notion has to be corrected. Stopping the mind is not the solution to be free from sorrow. On the other hand, you have to know the function of the mind, what is mind, how to tackle it, instead of stopping the mind. One of the important technique people take up easily is meditation, dhyana. We are looking into this dhyana yoga. By practicing meditation, dhyana, one can stop the mind. That means one can stop the thought. Stopping the thought, eliminating the thought from the mind is the solution. Therefore, sit in meditation, eliminate one thought, so that you will attain what? No thought status. You will attain at one point, you come to that status, there are no thoughts at all. Yes, that is possible through meditation, samadhi. You can stop the mind for some time, you can stop the thought. Stopping the mind means what? Stopping your thought flow. Zigzag way thoughts are moving. You can bring all those thoughts into first. Distracted thoughts you convert into one thought, and one thought also you stop. Nimmadi irukkena. Ramana Bhagavan says, this is layam. This is possible, we never negate this. But this is called layam. Layavinashanena. Through pranayama, through dhyana abhyasa, this is possible. One can be free from, temporarily free from that problematic mind. That's why everyone loves to do meditation. They like meditation, means problematic mind, that mind which is not disturbing me, which is disturbing me, I will keep in suspension. I am suspending the mind, that mind which is disturbing me. How long you suspend? As long as I am in meditation, I suspend. Then afterwards, again it comes back. So Ramana Bhagavan says, layavinashane ubhaya rodhani. By layam, you destroy the mind temporarily. Ubhaya rodhani, by both prana of this, ubhaya means mind and prana, both rodhani. How you have done that? Na laya vinashani, by absorption. Destruction of the mind by pranayama practice. Ubhaya rodhani, by controlling the prana, you control the mind. Layagatam, that mind which has gone into absorption, temporarily suspended in the meditation time, 20 minutes or half an hour or 1 hour, layagatam manaha punaha bhavati. It will come back. Punaha bhavati. That which has gone to absorption, once the meditation is over, it will come back. Na mritam. It has not dead, no. Never dead, but it is continuously there. It is in a potential form in meditation. It will come back. It will come back means what? Again problems. Back to the pavilion. You come back again, same problem. Therefore, this meditation is a type of addiction for some people. It will become an addiction without understanding what is meditation, what's meant for. This meditation meant for what, they do not know. Just like that, they start doing. Then next shloka he says, how one can stop that mind or convert that mind. A problematic mind has to be converted into non-problematic mind. Mano nashaha, mano layaha, two types. Mano nashaha, mano layaha. By dhyanam, mano laya is possible. By understanding, mano nashaha is possible. By correcting the wrong notion, understanding exactly what I have to do, how to tackle, if I understand it, mano nashaha is possible. So manolayaha is like a first aid, mano nashaha is like ignorance or dectamine operation, main operation. Doctor gives first aid first, no? Any treatment they start with first aid. Doctor says this is not the permanent solution. Okay, let me do surgery. The operation surgery is required. Final removal, elimination of that ailment. So ajnanam is the roga here. Ajnana rogam has to be removed by what? Ignorance or dectamine. That is possible, then only mano nashaha will take place. Here mano nashaha means what? Now we have to understand. Prana bandhanat leena manasam. By the restraining of vital air or energy, prana, prana bandhanat, the mind gets absorbed, leena manasam, but not nasham. How to eliminate the mind, how to destroy the mind once for all? Once for all it has to be removed. How to remove na? Eka chintanat nasham eti adaha. This absorbed mind adaha. This absorbed mind eka chintanat nasham eti. Eka chintanat means by contemplation on that one reality. Eka means one reality. Eka chintanat, because by that practice. Eka chintanat nasham na goes to destruction. This mind goes to destruction. Eka chintanat manaha, you have to supply. Manaha is not there, but you have to supply second time. Prana bandhanat manasam leena. Leena manas. But eka chintanat, by contemplation on that reality. How you contemplate on the reality without knowing what is reality? This is fun. Parango. Inga nalla, you can analyze how people commit mistake and you inquire into your real nature. Who am I? Okay? Inquiry. Analysis. Just sit, close your eyes, ask yourself, who am I? Ekachintanam. Who am I? Ekachintanam. Who am I? Soham. I am that. Who is that? Soham Brahma, Saha Brahma Aham. Who is that Brahman? What is his nature? What is his Swarupam? Tariyad. And most ridiculous thing is, people chant this Soham Brahma. Soham, Jhanam. Saha Aham, that I am, that I am. What is that I am, that I am? And who is that, that? Who is that? That I don't know. And then you do not know, how can you be that? Is it a dog or a donkey or monkey or something else, a mountain or a tree? That means what? Pronoun. It can connote anything. That means who is that? That pronoun, that means pronoun. Sarvanama, that can mean anything. Okay, that means Paramatma. So, Paramatma. You can think of something when you know that something. Is it not? You can think of that thing when you know that something. You can contemplate on something that which when you know that something. But I am contemplating on Rama, Krishna. That Rama, that Krishna I am contemplating. But that is not the true nature of that. That is not the true nature of that. That Rama, that Krishna, on whom you are contemplating is not the real nature. Then what am I doing? You are meditating, contemplating upon the lower nature of that, which is unreal. Therefore, don't do practice on your own. Better come to class. Whatever meditation, contemplation you are doing without studying Shastra, it is a vague contemplation. It is not clear contemplation. Again, you will end up with so many doubts and questions. Don't waste your time, my dear. Better to start tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Ramana Maharshi is exception. Don't compare yourself with Ramana Maharshi. Because Ramana Maharshi is an exceptional case. He need not have Guru in this Janma. He has completed that Guru Sushruta in the last Janma. That's why he has got that knowledge in childhood itself. Therefore, never compare yourself with Ramana Maharshi. Don't waste your time. Better to study Shastra. That point we have to include here. Eka Chintanat means contemplating upon that reality after doing lot of Shravanam, Mananam, then come to Nididhyasanam. Ramana Maharshi asking, do Nididhyasanam, contemplation upon that reality, one reality, that is Atma Swarupam. So contemplation has to be done, that which is already you have completed by Mananam, Shravanam. Shravanam, Mananam, adhikapura Nididhyasanam. Adha Eka Chintanam. இங்க சிரமணம் மனநன் சொல்லல. யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. அதர்வைஸ் வாட் அண்ட் வாட் யூ கேன் டூ மெடிடேஷன். உபாசனா இஸ் கால்ட் இமேஜினேஷன். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் இமேஜினேஷன். ஐ இமேஜின் ராம, ஐ இமேஜின் சிவா அண்ட் திஸ் வாட் சிவலிங்கம், ஐ இமேஜின் விஷ்ணு அண்ட் சாலிகிராமம், ஐ இமேஜின் தேவி அண்ட் திஸ் ஃபிளேம். திஸ் இஸ் உபாசன. சகுண ஈஸ்வர Upasana. That is only to develop this Eka Chintanam. You have to know the higher nature of that Lord. Because that name and form are unreal. Whom you are worshipping, whom you are meditating upon, and you are contemplating, suppose you take Apara Prakriti Dhyanam, Dvaita Dhyanam. It is not the higher nature. It is Apara Prakriti, Saguna Ishvara or Dvaita Bheda Dhyanam. Bheda Bhavanat Saha. What he said? Bheda Bhavanat Soha Mityasau. Come out of that Bheda Bhavana. If you do Bheda Bhavana Dhyanam, still you are in what? I am in triangular format. Bhagavan, you are my savior. I have to be saved by you because world is giving problem to me. Family members are giving problem to me. You save me in that. This is called Bheda Bhavana. That is not real Jnana. So Bheda Bhavanam poi Eka Bhavanam varanam. Para Prakriti Jnanam. Care of 7th chapter, 9th chapter. Para Prakriti Jnanam Eka Bhavana is possible. And that Eka Chintanatana. இது என்ன உபதேசாரம் படிக்கிறதுக்கே வேதாந்த பேக்ரவுண்ட் வேணும். பீப்புள் ஆர் வெரி மச் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் ஸ்டடி உபதேசாரம். ஏன் இந்த நாட்டின் உபதேசாரம் தேர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட்? பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ரிட்டன் பை ரமண மகர்ஷி. ரமண மகர்ஷி இஸ் சோ பாப்புலர் நவ் பிகாஸ் திருவண்ணாமலை இஸ் பாப்புலர். திருவண்ணாமலை ரமண மகர்ஷி இஸ் பாப்புலர். தேர்ஃபோர் திருவண்ணாமலை ரமண மகர்ஷி இஸ் உபதேசாரம் ஆல்சோ யூ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டடி. வாட் வி வாண்ட் டு சே, that means Ramana Maharshi wants to say, see, without the background of Bhagavad Gita Upanishad, one cannot get the benefit of Upadesha Saram. one cannot get the benefit of the Upadesha Saram. Yena, entire Vedanta depth is given in this Upadesha Saram. The slokas looks very innocently small, small words. Chinna slokam. In the oru slokam, if you go into the depth, entire Vedantic teaching is there. Each class, two slokas only I am taking. How much depth is there? So, eka chintanat dhyanam, that nasham, manaha nasham iti. With that absorbed mind, where you have to lie, where you have to land, na eka chintanam. Sagunanma eka chintanam varad. Eka chintanam atma ekaha, that atma I am. I am that consciousness, existence, principle. Mind is false. Nashaha. Here nashaha means falsification of the mind. Nashaha etina goes into destruction means, can you destroy your shadow? Can you destroy your shadow? Can you destroy that rope snake? Nasham eti. Achunar. Destroy your mind. Even ukkarande, you want to destroy. Destroy. Die. Innu manasu sathi poduma. It has to die. Manam nasham pannanuma. Nasham na enna people think, they want to kill the mind. Illada oru porun eppadi kill panna mudiyum, nasham panna mudiyum. Sollunga. How can you destroy your shadow? How can you destroy the mirage water? On the sand, you are seeing the water. Can you dry up that water? I want to dry up that water. I want to destroy the water. Is it possible? Illada oru mirage water ni dry up panna mudiyuma? Illada oru paavam ni naasham panna mudiyuma? This shadow, can you destroy? Tell me now. I need not destroy the shadow. Why? Shadow is false. Unreal. A false, unreal shadow cannot threaten me. A false, unreal snake cannot threaten me. A false, unreal water cannot quench my thirst. A false thing cannot do anything for me. Then why I have to destroy the mind? Since the mind is also false. A false mind cannot create any turmoil, turbulence, disturbance, problems. It cannot create. Ipovarku enna nincho manasu konjam kashtam kudukiradhu, problem kudukiradhu. What is that manasu? Mind is nothing but your wrong notion. Non-existent snake cannot be destroyed. Now, how can you destroy the snake? Now tell me. How can you destroy the snake? I can destroy the snake by understanding there is no snake. I will repeat again. A non-existent snake I have to destroy. How can I destroy? A sarpa nashaham pannanu. Yena sarpa is threatening me. How to do nasha? A non-existent snake I have to understand it is non-existent. Non-existent, that snake is real notion I have to remove. That is the destruction of the snake. Rope snake. And the snake, not snake park snake. Namma snake. Rope snake can be destroyed. How you destroy? With the sticker. By correcting your notion, there is no snake at all. Similarly, mind is also like a rope snake. Mind giving problem. Problematic mind. The mind you recognize, there is no mind that which can disturb me. It is false. That notion you have to drop. This is called badha. Falsification of the mind is called badha. Or mithyatva nishchayam of the mind is called destruction. It is as good as destruction. It is called mano nashaha. deep rooted ignorance in the mind, once you remove by the contemplation what aham mano buddhi ahankara cittani naham, I am not the mind, buddhi, citta, ahankara, then who am I? Chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham, I am the witnesser of the mind, I am the enlivener, I am the experiencer of the mind. Mind is my own reflection. The simple correction, notional correction, cognitive change, theriyamale whole world is struggling. இது சின்ன விஷயம் தெரியாமல், சின்ன விஷயம் மூலமா தெரியாமல, ஒரு சின்ன விஷயம் தெரியலன்னா எவ்வளவு பெரிய ப்ராப்ளம் வரும் புரியுறத, எவ்வளவு பெரிய ப்ராப்ளம் ஃபேசிங் ஹோல். ஓகே, தேர்ஃபோர் நாசமம் நாசம் ஏதி அதஹ. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம், தென் ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு கிவ் த ஃபலம். எவ்ரிவன் வாண்ட்ஸ் த ஃபலம். Suppose if I destroy such a mind, what is the phalam? So, mind is born out of ajnanam. This is what we have to understand. Mind is born out of ajnanam. If mind is literally destroyed, we cannot experience what? Wife, husband, rasgulla, gulab jam, school, scooter, car, you cannot experience. See the tragedy. Literally, if you destroy the mind, because of mind only you are knowing your body. You are sitting here, you are feeling that sensation. Clear the blood circulation, sensation you are feeling because of mind is functioning. And you are recognizing your, who is your father, who is your mother, who is your daughter, who is your son. Because mind is functioning. What is your car? Where are your chappal? Which chappal you have to wear? Thank God, because of mind only you are doing all these things. Suppose you destroy the mind literally, everything looks same for me, no? I do not know. Even I do not know I am a human being. I do not know I am a female. I do not know I am sitting or standing. I do not feel any hunger. I do not feel any thirst. What is the difference between this desk and me? What is the difference between desk and me? In the bench ki enak enna difference? And the bench kuda onnu theriyadhu. Bench ki theriyuma? Naan bench ni bench ki theriyuma? Swami is sitting upon me and bench ki theriyuma? I am in the Kesari High School and bench ki theriyuma? Yen theriyadhu? Manas illa. Manas kedaiyadhu. Adhanaala naan bench ni theriyadhu. Swami is sitting upon me ani theriyadhu. நான் கேசரி ஹை ஸ்கூல் இருக்கேன்னு தெரியாது. ஐ எம் மேட் அப் அவுட் ஆஃப் வுட் அனி தெரியாது. யாருக்கு? பென்ச். ஸோ இஃப் யூ ஆல்சோ வாண்ட் டு பி லைக் தட், இஃப் யூ டெஸ்ட்ராய் யுவர் மைண்ட், ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஐ எம் ஹியூமன் பீங், ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஐ எம் ஏ மேல் பர்சன் ஆர் ஃபிமேல், ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஐ எம் ஏ ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆர் வைஃப், ஐ டு நாட் நோ எனி திங். டு யூ வாண்ட் தட்? டு யூ வாண்ட் டு பி லைக் தட்? லைக் வெஜிடபிள். வெஜிடபிள் do not know anything. Who wants to be like a vegetable? Paavam aanaya coma la pona vegetable la irukkan solluva. Are you interested like that? Idu theriyamale manonashanam pannanuma. Literally they want to destroy the mind. Hey, if you destroy the mind, you are equal to a stone. You are same like a stone. Because stone is not having mind. You destroy your mind, you are also like a stone. Who wants to be like a stone? Nobody wants. Therefore, don't destroy the mind literally. Then what? Mind. You destroy the problematic mind. Don't destroy the mind. You destroy the problematic mind. How can you destroy the problematic mind? By correcting your notion. Why? Because you require mind. As a human being, you require a mind for interaction. Therefore, better not to destroy the mind. totally, literally, you destroy that mind which is giving problems. Why the mind is giving problems? Because of your self-ignorance. So you remove the ignorance from the mind will be free from problems. Remove the ignorance from the mind is called removing the problem from the mind. Self-ignorance is the cause for the problem in the mind. Therefore, remove ignorance. No vali, vere vali kadaiyadu, ore vali. Ore vali da. Therefore, next shloka he says,
Nashtamanaso Krishna yoginaha. Nashtamanaso Krishna yoginaha. Krityamasti kim svastitim yataha. Krityamasti kim svastitim yataha. Drishyavaritam cittamatmanaha. Drishyavaritam cittamatmanaha. Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam. Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam.
Very, very beautiful shloka. Purunja, beautiful. புரியலன்னா கஷ்டமா இருக்கும். நத்திங் இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் இஃப் ஐ எம் ப்ரிப்பேர்டு. நோ, நத்திங் இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் இஃப் ஐ எம் வெல் எக்விப்ட், ஐ எம் ப்ரிப்பேர்டு. மை மைண்ட் இஸ் ப்ரிப்பேர்ட் டு ரிசீவ், இட் இஸ் சிம்பிள். ஐ எம் ட்ரைங் மை லெவல் பெஸ்ட் டு மேக் சிம்பிள். ஓகே, நவ் இன் திஸ் 15th ஸ்லோக ஹி இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் தட் பலம். By destroying the mind means by falsifying the mind, taking out the reality from the mind. Novelty, beauty, variety are all because of mind. Have a mind, nice galata you can enjoy. Nothing wrong in that. If you have a healthy mind, it cannot disturb you. A well-informed, well-trained, well-educated, an educated mind will not give problem. An uneducated mind, uninformed mind creates problems. So you have to keep the mind. Sit, ukkar. Naan solren paata solli kudukuren. Kedu ennu sollanum manasukku. Nee ange inge odaade, inge ukkaru. நான் சொன்ன மாதிரி கேட்டுக்கோ. என்ன உபதேசாரன் கிளாஸுக்கு போயிட்டுவான், உங்க ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் எல்லாம் சால்வ் ஆயிடும், எனக்கு ப்ராப்ளமே கிடையாதுங்கிற மனசு எனக்கு தோணல. அந்த எப்படி குழந்தைக்கு குளிப்பாட்டி பண்ணி பவுடர் ஊத்து, பவுடர் பண்ணி ட்ரெஸ் போட்டுட்டு நல்ல அழகா எப்படி பண்றோம், அந்த மனசுக்கு நல்ல ஒரு அட்மாஸ்பியர் கிரியேட் பண்ணி அதுக்கு தகுந்த மாதிரி ஒரு எஜுகேஷன் கொடுத்துட்டான்னு, that mind is a friendly mind. Your mind you can convert into a friendly mind. Your well-wisher and your best friend is your mind. If you train your mind, or otherwise the same mind your enemy. So enemy, you know. Therefore solution is not destroying the mind. Put that mind in the school. School ku anupu. Send his mind to a college. Which school, which college? Upadesaran college. Vera vali illa. Vera endha college, class, school work agadhu idhukku. Poi psychiatrist ku pola vanna avaru depressions kudupa avladha. Psychiatrist kitta pona enna na, you have depression, you take tablets. That is not the solution. I will tell you, which mind is not having depression, tell me, in the world? As long as ignorance is there, every mind is a depressed mind. I will tell you, a depressed mind is nothing but some minds are expressing their depression, some minds are depression is in potential form. Every ignorant mind is a potential depressant mind. Every ignorant mind, any time that depression comes out to the surface, in one form or other, it may manifest, it may not manifest. An ignorant mind is a source of depression, oppression, suppression. A knowledgeable mind, a mind of a jnani, is the mind which is free from depression, which is free from suppression, the mind which is free from oppression. There is no problem at all. His mind alone is a healthy mind. This is the entire gamat. Gamat na theriyum? Gamat na magic of Vedanta does. Hey, just it's like a game, no? Your own mind. If you know the game, and I told you, know boxing, you don't know whom you are boxing. Somebody is boxing you all the time, and you are not able to see that person who in the darkness, who is boxing me, and I am getting hit this side and that side. How to come out? And your mind is like a boxer, hitting from the right, left, right, left. And you do not know how to handle the mind. Why? And it is like a boxer in the darkness. Mind is a bluff. It's like a black cat in a dark room. You see, black cat in a dark room, you want to fight with that black cat in the dark room. Can you? Already black. Who? Cat. Where is it? In dark room. How can you fight with that black cat in the dark room? Our mind is ignorant. Mind is like a black cat in the black room, dark room. Therefore, don't handle that now. Where you do not know how you are handling, where it is. Therefore, what? Nashtamanasaha utkrishta yoginaha. Nashtamanasaha means a person whose mind has been destroyed. Nashtamanasaha is a person's name. Whose mind is destroyed? When destroyed, another falsified. Mithyatva nishchayaha badha. Such a person alone is called utkrishta yogi, yoginaha. For the exalted yogi, utkrishta yogi, supreme. For him only, nashtamanasaha. What about other yogis? Who are all in samadhi? They are all not utkrishta yogi. Adhi solla koodadhu. They are not utkrishta yogi. And their mind is not destroyed, not falsified. Their mind is absorbed, layam. As long they are in samadhi, mind is subsided. It is not destroyed, it is not falsified. Therefore they are not utkrishta yogis. Who is utkrishta yogi? Whose mind is falsified. Nashtamanasaha eva utkrishta yogi. For such a person, swastitim yataha, since he has absorbed, he abides in the self. Once you have falsified the mind, mind is my own expression. I am eliminating the matter mind, in which thoughts are coming. I am the drik, thought is drishyam. Drishyam means what? An object of experience. That comes in the next shloka. Now he says, swastitam, swastitim means he abides in the self. Swasti means, swa means one's own. Swastitim means one who abides in oneself, in oneself. Is there anything to be done? Krityam astikim. Krityam ante pandavendiyadu eda irukavanike. What is there to achieve? Therefore, ashtanga yogi, upasana yogi, karma yogi, all are inferior to this ജ്ഞാനയോഗി. ജ്ഞാനയോഗി ഈസ് ദ ഓൺലി സുപ്പീരിയർ വൺ. അഷ്ടാംഗയോഗി, കർമ്മയോഗി, ഉപാസനായോഗി, ആൾ ഓഫ് ദം ആർ നോട്ട് സുപ്പീരിയർ ടു ദിസ് ജ്ഞാനയോഗി. വൈ? അഷ്ടാംഗയോഗി ബൈ സമാധി അഭ്യാസ ഹി ഓൾസോ അബ്സോർബ് ദ മൈൻഡ്. ധ്യാനയോഗി ആൾസോ ബൈ ഉപാസന ഹി മെർജ് ആൻഡ് അബ്സോർബ് ഇൻ ഹിസ് ഇഷ്ടദേവത. കർമ്മയോഗി ആൾസോ ഫർഗെറ്റ് ഹിസ് മൈൻഡ് മെന്റൽ പ്രോബ്ലംസ് ബൈ ഡൂയിങ് ദിസ് സർവീസ് ആൻഡ് ദറ്റ് സർവീസ്. All this, they are escaping from the mind. Bhajana paadina manas nimmadiya irukka swami anna. Indirectly you are telling what you know? You are escaping from the problematic mind. Dhyanam paadina romba nimmadiya irukka swami. Ama nimmadiya irukku. You are escaping from the problematic mind. This is called escapism. How long you escape? Tell me. How long you escape? One day or other you will be tired forever by escaping from this mind. Face the mind. Don't escape from the mind. Have an appointment with your mind. You tell your mind, today I am coming to talk with you. Oh mind, I want an appointment with you today. நமக்கு எல்லா அப்பாயின்மெண்ட்ஸ் இருக்கு, நிறைய பேர் நிறைய அப்பாயின்மெண்ட்ஸ் இருக்கு இல்லையா. ஒரு நாளாவது மனசு கூட அப்பாயின்மெண்ட் வச்சுட்டோமோ? வச்சுக்கல. நாட் ஓன்லி தட், இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் கீப்பிங் அன் அப்பாயின்மெண்ட் வித் மை மைண்ட், வாட் ஆம் ஐ டூயிங்? பயந்து பயந்து அந்த மனசுக்கு பயந்துட்டு சீரியல் சுவிச் ஆன், கிரிக்கெட் சுவிச் ஆன். கொஞ்சம் அங்கே வெளியில் போயிட்டு வாங்க, பார்க் வாக்கிங். வை? எஸ்கேபிசம். பிலிகிரிமேஜ் சென்டர், எஸ்கேபிசம். Every person want to escape from his own problematic mind. No one has got courage to face the problematic mind. What you are, who you are, tell me na. Dhairyame illa kekkuradhukku. With that false mind, vayindu vayindu odinde iruka. Ethana odanum. The intelligent person, mature person, whole chakra is nothing but an appointment with my own mind. I will tell you. Whole Shastra, entire teaching, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Prakarana Granda is nothing but an appointment with my own mind. Until I falsify it, I cannot take rest. It is no more a curse. My mind is not a curse for me. My mind is a blessing for me. My mind is a boon for me. My mind is a, what? Like a toy for me. It is a toy for me. I can use the toy to play. It's a toy. Toy in the dream of Bhamma. It's like a toy for me. It is no more. It can create turmoil. But I can convert the turmoil mind into a toy. Naan oru vilayattu bommaya nu paadamaatan. Enakku oru manasangirathu oru bommai ennaar. Mudiyum ennaar. Eppadi mudiyum? புத்திலோ ஞானம் வந்த புத்தி வந்த புரியும் வந்த புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். கிருத்யம் மீன்ஸ் பண்ண வேண்டியது, டு பி டன். அஸ்திக்கும் கிம் அஸ்தி என்ன? இஸ் தேர் எனி திங் டு பி டன்? இட்ஸ் நாட் க்வெஸ்சன் மார்க், இட் இஸ் நாட் பிரஷ்னார்த்தம். இஸ் தேர் எனி திங் டு பி டன் என்ன? நோ, இட் இஸ் நாட் பிரஷ்னார்த்தம். பட் இஸ் ஆக்ஷேபார்த்தே கிம்? நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் ஃபார் ஹிம் டு பி டன். தேர் இஸ் நோ ஹேது ஃபல ஆவேஷ ஃபார் ஹிம். ஹேது ஃபல ஆவேஷ, தேர் இஸ் நத்திங், நோ காஸ் இஸ் தேர் ஃபார் ஹிம் டு கிரேவ் ஃபார் எனி ரிசல்ட், டு அச்சீவ் சம்திங், டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் சம்திங், டு அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ் சம்திங். ஃபல ஆவேஷம், ஆவேஷம், அது பண்ணணும், இது பண்ணணும், அது சாதிக்கணும், இது சாதிக்கணும், ஒரு ஆவேசம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ, பல ஆவேசம். இந்த பல ஆவேசம் வரைக்கும் ஒரு ஹேத்து இருக்கணும், ஒரு காரணம் இருக்கணும். வாட் இஸ் தட் ஹேத்து? இஃப் ஐ ஃபீல் ஐ எம் இன்கம்ப்ளீட், இஃப் ஐ ஃபீல் ஐ எம் லிமிட்டெட், இஃப் ஐ ஃபீல் ஐ எம் லேக்கிங் சம்திங், திஸ் ஃபீலிங் இஸ் தேர், தேர் இஸ், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஹேத்து. இந்த ஹேது இருந்தா, இந்த காஸ் இந்த டிசைர் இருந்தா, I am limited, I am lacking something, I want to fulfill, I want to become a complete person, I want to become a complete person. இந்த ஹேது ஏதாவது இருந்த மனசுக்குள்ள பல ஆவேசம் இருக்கும், அது சாதிக்கணும் இது சாதிக்கணும் ஒரு ஆவேசம் வரும். இவனுக்கு அந்த மாதிரி ஹேது ஒன்றும் கிடையாது மனசுக்குள்ள. லிமிடேஷன் இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஐ எம் லேக்கிங் சம்திங் அங்கிறது கிடையாது. I am complete, I am fulfilled, I don't require anything for my peace, happiness, security. There is no nothing is there, he desires anything. How that phala avesha can come? Phala avesha means, I want to become something. I want to become something. Wife always want to become something for husband's happiness. Husband want to become something for his wife's happiness. And parents want to become something for children's happiness. Children want to behave something way, some way, one way or other, to others' happiness. I don't want to be something else to be happy or to make others happy. I need not change. I need not change. These are all problems in the mind. A person want to become brahmachari, unmarried person. He want to become what? Grihastha, married. Hetu phala avesha. I am incomplete now. I am not fulfilled because I am alone. Therefore, what? Finite. I am finite. I am limited. And that girl also thinking what? I am finite. If I get another spouse, my partner, I am infinite. She thinks. Ivar enna nilpa? If I get that girl, I am incomplete now, I become complete. Incomplete plus incomplete, incomplete plus incomplete. Kalyanam, gatti venam. Incomplete plus incomplete is equal to incomplete square. Incomplete illa. Incomplete plus incomplete is called incomplete square, not double incomplete. Both of them are looking, now we are incomplete, let us get children. Let us get children. This incomplete square want to get another incomplete son. Our incomplete triad. Incomplete triad. Our grandson, incomplete tetra. You can take it. Fourth incomplete one. எப்படிதான் முடிய போறது இந்த இன்கம்ப்ளீட்னஸ்? முடியவே முடியாது. அதுக்கு வழி என்னடா? அந்த படி சாஸ்திரம் ஒழுங்கா. யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி கம்ப்ளீட், யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி ஃபுல். யூ நீட் நாட் பிகம் சம்திங் டு பிகம் கம்ப்ளீட். ரெக்கக்னைஸ் தட் யூ ஆர் பூர்ணஹா. கிம் அஸ்தி கிருத்யம் கிம் அஸ்தி வை Swasthitam. He is already complete. He is Purnaha. For that yogi, there is nothing to be completed. There is no avesha. அதனால என்ன பண்ணுவான்? நிம்மதியா உட்கார்வா ஒரே இடத்துல, பார்த்துட்டே இருப்பான், பார்த்துட்டே இருப்பான். அவ்வளவுதான் ஒண்ணு. அத்தி நிம்மதி, நிம்மதி உங்கள் சாய்ஸ். How is it possible? He is giving the Jnana Yoga, a very important sloka. How he has attained that status? How Utkrishta Yogi he became? Nashtamanasaha, he has falsified the mind. Badha, Mityatva Nityaya has done. How he did it? Because Drishyavaritam, Chittam Atmanaha. He has withdrawn Chittam Drishyavaritam. This mind, the mind, Chittam, the mind, Drishyavaritam, withdrawn from the sense objects. He is able to attain that status because he has withdrawn, his mind has withdrawn from the sense objects. Varitam means withdrawn. From where? Drishyam. Drishyavaritam. From the sense objects. Drishyam means what? Any object when you see, when you experience, it is called Drishyam. Every experienced object is called drishyam. Experienced by whom? Experiencer. Once that is drishyam, experiencer is called drik, seer. That is seen. I am the seer, or I am the experiencer of the seen object. They are objects. Now I am seeing this flower. Flower comes under what? Drishyam. Mike comes under what? Drishyam. Tip comes under what? Drishyam. That person comes under what? Object. Drishyam. Why? Seen by me. I am the seer. That person is seen. What am I seeing? Body. Person I am seeing. Therefore that person is called what? Object. When I am seeing my daughter, kastam vandachu. When I am seeing my daughter, I am the seer. Seen is called what? Object. What am I seeing? My son, the body is an object. The body is object. Drishyam. Drishyam is called, shariram is drishyam. Shariram is called drishyam. I am the drik. When you look at my body is drishyam. You are drik. So your body is drishyam to me. My body is drishyam to you. But you and I are the seers. Seer is one. Seen are two. Many. Therefore, drik, drishyam. Drishya vritti. When I say I am, I is drik. And shariram I take as body myself, drishyam. Like drik and drishya vritti. I am the body, this body, drishyam. Take a thought as vritti. Drishya vritti. I means aham plus drishya vritti. What is drishyam? Body. Body is the drishyam. So body thought. Very very interesting. See, when I say I am, who are you? I am so and so. Who is that so and so? This body. I am this body, you know, body vritti. What is body? Drishyam. Drishyam is what? A thought. This body I am seeing, is it thought or not? Thought. Because I am seeing, I am experiencing the body. So drishyam, a thought. Drishya vritti. Sharira, drishya sharira vritti plus aham. Aham plus sharira, drishya vritti is called I am. Aham plus sharira drishya vritti. Why? Why it is called drishyam? It is not seen by me. It is drishyam seen by me. I see the body. Is it thought or not? I see my body. A thought. I see my body. Are you seeing your body or not? Look at your body. I see my body. It is a thought. A thought of what? Body. Thought of my body. Body is what? Object. Comes under what? Thought is drishyam. Thought is vritti. But in the vritti object is what? Body. So sharira drishya vritti. Or drishya sharira vritti. Vritti is nothing but shariram. Sharir comes under what? Drishyam. Who is seeing? Who is seeing your body? You are only seeing your body first. I am seeing my body. I am drik. Drik plus drishya vritti, sharira vritti put together. I am. Idhele, ingeye first mistake. Committing the first mistake which leads to hundreds of mistakes. Mine, my son, my daughter, my husband. Are ide vritti appa drishyam. Indha drishyathukku innoru drishyam. ഇന്ന ദൃശ്യത്തിക്ക് ഇന്നൊരു ദൃശ്യം. പുരിയരുതോ? ഐ ആം എൻജോയിങ്, ഐ ഹോപ്പ് യു ആർ ഓൾസോ എൻജോയിങ്. ഓക്കെ, ദൃശ്യവാരിത്തം ചിത്തം ആത്മൻ, അന്ന ദൃശ്യവൃത്തിനി എടുത്തിരപ്പാ. ദൃശ്യവാരിത്തം, ഇന്ന ദൃശ്യവൃത്തി ഇരിക്കില്ലയോ, ശരീരവൃത്തി, ഡെസ്ക് വൃത്തി, ഫ്ലവർ വൃത്തി, മൈക്ക് വൃത്തി, പുസ്തകം വൃത്തി, മാൻ വൃത്തി, വുമൻ വൃത്തി, ഹസ്ബൻഡ് വൃത്തി. വൃത്തി എന്ന തോട്ട്, ഹസ്ബൻഡ് തോട്ട്, വൈഫ് തോട്ട്, ഡോട്ടർ തോട്ട്, സൺ തോട്ട്, സ്കൂൾ തോട്ട്, ബുക്ക് തോട്ട്, മൈക്ക് തോട്ട്, ക്ലിപ്പ് തോട്ട്, ബോഡി തോട്ട്, ആൾ ദീസ് തോട്ട്സ് വാരിതം, വിത്ത് ഡ്രോ. ഹു റിമെയിൻ? ആൾ ദൃശ്യം യു അവോയ്ഡ്. ഹു റിമെയിൻ? ദൃക് റിമെയിൻ. ഐ ആം ദ ദൃക് റിമെയിൻ. ദൃശ്യവാരിതം ചിത്തം ആത്മന, അന്ന മനസ്സിലെ ഇന്ന വിശേഷ ജ്ഞാനം. കൊഞ്ച നേരം അപ്പുറം പണ്ണുവോ, കൊഞ്ച നേരം സസ്പെൻഡ് പണ്ടത്. സാമാന്യ ജ്ഞാനം ദൃക്, ഐ ആം ഹസ്ബൻഡ് ഇസ് വിശേഷ ജ്ഞാനം. ഐ ആം എ വൈഫ്, വിശേഷ ജ്ഞാനം, വൃത്തി ജ്ഞാനം. ഐ ആം എ ഡോട്ടർ, വൃത്തി ജ്ഞാനം. ഐ ആം സാമാന്യ ജ്ഞാനം. വാട്ട് ഐ ആം ഇസ് വിശേഷ ജ്ഞാനം, ഐ ആം ഇസ് സാമാന്യ ജ്ഞാനം. ഇന്ന സാമാന്യ ജ്ഞാനം പ്രോബ്ലം കിടയാത്, വിശേഷ ജ്ഞാനം പ്രോബ്ലം ഇരുത്ത. ചിത്തം ആത്മനഹ, ചിത്വദർശനം തത്വദർശനം. ഇഫ് യു റിമൈൻ ഇൻ സാമാന്യ ജ്ഞാനം, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് തത്വദർശനം, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് ആത്മദർശനം, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് മോക്ഷ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് റിയലൈസേഷൻ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് വാട്ട്? ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് മോക്ഷം. പൂർണമദ പൂർണമിദം പൂർണാത് പൂർണമുദച്യതെ പൂർണസ്യ പൂർണമാദായ പൂർണമേവാവശിഷ്യതെ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഃ. ഹരിഃ ഓം. ശ്രീ ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരിഃ ഓം.